Okay, welcome to Auroville Radio. Welcome from Nadia.
Thank you.
Today I have the pleasure to have Krishna, Marco and Tom from Auroville Film Festival. So before speaking about the film festival, I would like you to introduce yourself briefly and tell me what's your role in this huge organization, in this huge project, who you are and what you do here.
So I'm Krishna and I do the administration.
Well, I'm Marco, and what Krishna says is not true. She is not doing only the administration, but basically she is the one that carry on for 2 years all the project. Anyway, I'm simply the one that start the project, and then slowly I simply take part of few aspects of the festival. Like, I will tell you later.
My name's Tom, and I've been designated the director of the festival, but that's just a name.
Every year he's the director. Yeah.
And but I take care of logistics and a bit of the budget, you know, with closely working with Krishna and those sorts of things.
Okay. Wow. I'm with the heads of the film festival. So can you please tell me when this whole story started? When was the first edition? Which edition is this? And why did you decide to bring up such a project to create this?
Well, the first edition was something like 10 years ago. This is the sixth one, no? Yeah?
Yes.
So then must be...
2009.
Must be?
2009 was
2009. 2009 was the first one, and the idea starts basically from, as usual, a lot of discussion between artists and the idea that we want to work on the images and to create a kind of, from one side, education, on the other side, sharing of what's happened with all these images that everybody's using. Videos, with phone, with everything. So the idea was to use in a festival all what the Aurovinians are producing in terms of images and video. Then there was also the part of the workshop that we decide to do with the children of Auroville. So to have also their videos. And then the video that are coming, that are done by TVs or journalists that are coming in Auroville. So basically was the idea to have a point of view from inside and a point of view from outside. So that was the first festival. Then immediately the next one we decide to open for a larger vision, so international vision. And of course the theme of human unity immediately came to our mind, because is the theme of our will. And so from the second edition till now, we have that structure. One side, the Aurovillian structure idea, and on the other side, the human unity.
Okay, so before we go ahead and you know, I'll ask you more things about details, content details, I want to know when the festival is going to start, when it's ending, how long it's going to be, and where. Maybe the director can answer.
The festival will start next week on the 7th of January at 5 p.m. in the Town Hall Plaza in front of Le Morgan Restaurant. We have the opening ceremony there, and it will last until Sunday the 12th of January.
So I presume the venue will be the Town Hall?
Yes, we have a screening in the Cinema Paradiso and in the SIA conference room. And then in the evening that shifts to an outdoor venue right in front of the Town Hall here. And we also have films running on a loop in the Centre d'Art, Citadine building. And
so that means...
And also here in the Town Hall reception we have large screens with also other films running.
That means three venues with a schedule of films.
That's correct.
And yeah. Two places for
kind of installations.
Installation of, yeah. that you said, Centre d'Art and...
Town Hall reception.
Yes, yeah. That's great. Wow, and how long will it be? Like afternoon and nighttime or morning also, only night?
I think the screenings that we have in the Town Hall reception and Centre d'Art can run from already the morning until the evening, whereas the other program starts at 4:30 every day.
Half past four every day from the 7th to the 12th of January.
Except the 12th, which is Sunday.
And the Sunday is from the morning already.
Ah, that's great. So the last day will be a full day of films, programs. I heard that there's also a food festival going on and a music program. Maybe Krishna, would you like to tell something about it?
Yeah, so the food festival is a collaboration we have with Anveshan that we started in 2017 film festival. And it's really fantastic because it goes along with something that we've been trying from our first film festival in 2009, which was really how do you include like completely like the spirit of Auroville and you really make it a community event which changes or brings a certain element of joy to this whole town hall area, which is normally Auroville's administrative center. And then during these days, it completely cuts and we use it, you know, outside. We really animate it a lot. So this food festival, there'll be a day of North Indian food, South Indian food, African food, Sadhana Forest.
Vegan.
Proposals, you know, they do one evening and...
Street food.
East European street food. Something. So there's like each day has a different menu. And the interesting thing about these menus is that they're all a gift by the Aurovillians who are doing the cooking for it. So groups of Aurovillians propose themselves to Anveshan and Anveshan organizes it. And all these people just really put in their time and effort to come up with this fantastic meal for the whoever wants to.
Tickets are on sale. It's best to get in early.
Yeah. So that's
are already on sale.
So people who want to join the meals need to get a ticket before. And yeah. Where do you get a ticket for the food festival?
Right now they're selling in front of Solar Kitchen at lunchtime.
Okay.
But also you can email Anveshan, Anveshan, at the rate auroville.org.in.
Okay.
And of course, she's serving, I think, 300 meals a day.
300 or 400, yeah.
But of course, she can expand, but it depends, like, how many tickets are sold. She needs to sell them in advance so that she knows how many people are coming.
So please, and if you want to join the dinner, register, buy a ticket, go to Solar Kitchen or write to Anveshan. And all that many ways.
And it's really like the idea... It's,
cost price.
Yeah. The idea is to really not... It's not for profit, you know?
That makes really a community event.
So it's 150 rupees per head for a dinner, which is really like...
150 rupees for a head.
Yeah.
It's really good price.
Yeah.
I remember the quality last time was very high.
Yeah.
Yes.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
Cool. I know that, Marco, you are involved into the music organization also. There's some music taking place at night.
Well, not me, really me. I'm involved more in the art installations, but music is there. And the idea is to have the first screening from 4:30 till 6:30, and then from 6:30 till the next screening that is at 8 o'clock, there will be food and music. So I'm in concert in front of the shamianas that we are putting down, where the people can eat, enjoy the food, but also enjoy the concert. Every night a different concert from our Auroviñas, of course, and not only. And the program is, I don't know exactly what it is.
There's like Bossa Nova, there's the Beatles tribute, there's another funk.
I think possibly the Mohanam.
Jazz and...
Mohanam group are opening.
Mohanam percussion
Mohanam group. Is the
different groups, okay.
And then Yatra Arts School.
Yeah.
So different people. And this also the really beautiful thing about it is everybody's just proposing themselves, that it's completely for free. I mean, it's just like a gift.
Yeah.
No, like all the musicians and actors and performers are really making a gift to the community at this time.
Yeah. So apart from music, art.
Well, art installations, yes. This year we have less because some of them were not ready, were already involved in other
busy
projects.
Busy Orovillians.
Anyway, there will be, as usual, an installation in the plaza done by Lily and by me together. It's a collaboration. There will be another installation done by Tom, kind of
Milo.
That is how we can call that?
Cutout.
It's a cutout. Yeah, a photo opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. That will be beside the entrance of Cinema Paradiso. You will see it, and then there will be.
Orly,
that she will make an installation in the reception of the town hall, and another installation in Citadine by Giulietta. Very interesting work with a Tim Burton movie and her work, her personal work of clay figures.
So different artists, different venues for the art installations
as
well.
Yeah.
Well, going back to film, because this is a film festival, okay, there's food, there's art, there's music, but we are talking about movies.
Yeah.
So how did you manage the organization, of all the movies, of all the directors and participants? How did it go? How did you manage the whole organization throughout the year? Because I know that this has been a long process. This has been really
2 years.
2 year process.
We immediately start after the festival.
So how does it work? How does it work if you want to organize a film festival in Oroville?
Yeah, the most difficult thing is to get the good films, the good international films, on the which developed the theme of human unity. So for this, actually, we were very lucky. We had Jean-Luc, who really comes with a strong background in photography, filmmaking.
And he was a judge in the previous film festival, so he already had a good knowledge of what to expect and so on.
He came as a judge for the previous film festival. He got moved to join Oroville, and then he came and joined Oroville, and then he immediately started working on this.
Cool.
So he really brought a strong sense of vision for what these could be. We had a certain idea that we wanted, say, a maximum of 30 hours in this category of human unity films. And so he really had to look, search, identify. We have two film entry platforms, film festival platforms, which we partner with, and it allows filmmakers to enter their films into our festival, and then he goes through and he makes a first kind of selection. And then we had this time more than 10 people, Orovillians, who helped us do the pre-screening. And they sat, and the films were separated and allocated to them, and they sat and really like watched chunks of film by a certain time, and then they got back to us and say, oh, this suits, this doesn't suit, why not? And then it goes to a final team who which is from our group itself, who then look at all the best films that were selected through the previewers, and they select the top 30 hours.
Mm-hmm. So how many international film directors do you have?
I think it's not more than 36, something
well,
like
it's
this.
Well, it's already a number.
But it's the hours of film that's more interesting. It's like 30 hours.
29 cents.
And Orovillians, you know, the inside, how many people are participating?
Oh, a lot. Now, I don't know the exact numbers.
Many short video.
Or like hours, do you have an idea?
Around 20 hours.
We took 20 for Inside the Film Festival.
Okay, 20.
And we have another 10, which will be on this LCD screen in the town hall foyer.
Yes, that's true.
And then plus small films that were made through the year through our Kino program which we were running.
Yeah.
So those are going to be screened separately in
Santrada. Wow. So interesting. And who's part of the team? How many people work for the film festival?
Many. This year the team is fantastic. Well, every year I have to say are fantastic. But every year is better because we have a lot of people very, very committed and they are so enthusiastic that really they give their time and their knowledge to make this festival possible. So the team is really amazing this year.
Very Italian.
Pardon? Full of Italians? Oh, really?
That's okay.
It's okay. Ah, okay.
It's a legacy.
We're very lucky to have Stefano's help. He's a very nice man. And
this year, for the first time, we did not make an announcement for volunteers.
Yeah.
So that
people
means that
just
people
stepped up and offered.
Popped up without being asked to pop up. This is great. Yeah. It means it's working.
Yeah.
Next year there's gonna be a queue outside. Work for the Oroven Film Fest. Can I join you guys? Something cool.
So it's really been something like serendipitous. Synchronous. I don't know, it's just been happening and we've really gotten like fantastic people walking through our door and saying they want to do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what was the worst challenge you faced, if you had any?
For me, it was to make the schedule because the program is very demanding and is full of interesting movies from both sides, from Auroville and from international. And you see, of course, to decide what is first, what is second, what is third, and late evening even, we have to use it this year. We have to really go till, so please come even late. Mm-hmm. Forget to sleep this time. Stay a little bit more because there are fantastic movies that are going on until 11 o'clock. So stay for the festival. It's really amazing what we're going to propose. And so, it was very difficult to create the program, you know, because it's not, of course, it's a question of timing and put all this timing together. But also the quality, you know, between short movie, long movie, Eurovillians, or as usual, we try to mix up all that, except in few occasions like the children movie that we decide to propose all the children movie on one venue, Cinema Paradiso, on one day, Sunday, in the afternoon, so then the children can really enjoy all together their movies. But for the rest, we really try to combine by theme, by ideas, by gender. So, I mean, was quite complex this year. We tried to avoid, big changes between during the day, during the screening. So, more or less, we tried to have the same type of theme along the afternoon or evening. So that was, for me, was really demanding. But as usual, we have a fantastic group of people. We were four people working on that, so was quite faster and good, except some clashes with Krishna, as usual. But anyway.
No, the thing is that unfortunately in Oroville, we have, like, here in the town hall venue, we have one auditorium. Like, we have one film screening venue that's really set up for screening films and for watching films. But for this festival, we need two venues, you know, at least. And we like to keep them together. And Saya is really a big support for this festival. Each edition, Saya has really stepped up, and so they always give us like the technicians and the conference room like completely free, and that enables us to have a second venue.
Mm-hmm.
But here it is that we have a second venue that's actually not built for watching films.
Yeah, it's not like a proper
Yeah. So though we put space. Our own projector and we get our own screen, it nevertheless it's just not of the same class as Cinema Paradiso is, because that is built for watching the films. And this is, again, it creates a challenge also for the people scheduling, you know, because all the films are really good. And then to like have to kind of say, okay, these are going to be here and these are going to be there at this time.
How to choose.
It seems, it's really tough. And then, of course, you're constantly disappointing somebody.
Yeah.
I could just add that I think this year we've really tried to go for quality films over quantity, which was the difference in the last previous film festival, where we had many more entries and we had three simultaneous screening venues. And so I think this year there's much better quality films and less. So we've gone back to just two screening venues now.
That's better. Mm. And for the future, is there anything you would love to implement, improve, change? I presume there will be a seventh edition.
Yes, every year we get feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And we constantly shift with the feedback.
Let's see after the after this one.
Yeah.
What happens and what's the feedback?
Also, because we have a large team and constantly new, the bar raises.
Yes.
Yeah.
And everybody who joins us, they help to raise this bar. So each time it gets like there's more elements put in terms of what do we want and where do we want to go.
It evolves together with the people who join the project, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there anything you would love to ask to our listeners?
Ask Come!
Any announcement, public announcement you want to make? Just come.
Don't miss it.
7th to 12th of
Don't
January.
Don't miss it. The quality is very high. The food is fantastic. The music is excellent. So come and enjoy. As usual, this is a big feast for Auroville. So the people is coming, movies is one, of course, but the food is also important. Staying together is important. Watching movies together, eating together, chatting together, listen to the music, make comment. So stay is really a fantastic occasion to don't think about politics and bureaucracy and enjoy.
One thing that I would like to say, because often it's quite difficult to reach out to the people who are not living inside Auroville, or you know, so, and this film festival is open for everybody to come.
There's
in.
No
we
difference.
Have we have very good films from Pondi filmmakers this year in our festival. Last time this particular production team in Pondi entered their film, which was Metroxical.
Yeah.
I mean, they walked away with the prize. And I'm sure that this year what they're bringing also will really be of a good standard. And we have some other very big filmmakers in Pondi who've gathered. And so they've proposed their films in this festival. Now, the thing that it's difficult to get the information out is book your food in advance, because you're not going to be able to get have that. I mean, normally Jean-Marc does keep Café Le Morgan open, and so visitors who are not booked can get something to eat. But to really enjoy the food festival, just email to Anvesan, book the tickets in advance, and just relax.
All six of them.
Yeah.
All six.
And then oblige yourself to come every day.
And then you can get the programs already are in the net. We're going to publish already in the resume of the
name
news
of
and
the
notes.
Website.
Name of the website.
Which website?
Oroville Film Festival.
Filmfestival.oroville.org.
Okay, Film Festival.
But from the next week, news and whatever is the, they call news and notes now.
Interim news summary.
We're going to publish the full program inside at the end of that. So you can get paper or in the net your program. Otherwise, come to the town hall. Programs are already hanging on the wall.
You can take,
take the picture, and then you have. We will have also a table outside of the Cinema Paradiso with somebody that will help you to understand how it's working the festival, or to choose even some movies if you don't know where to go, and to have or buy Magzab, one of the fantastic magazine of Auroville. Free for Auroville, yes!
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.